Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to play a little game that we like to call onsides, offsides. What side of the fence will I be choosing when it comes to five issues in the sports world? Let's go!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Benny boy, what you got for me? Hit me with the first question.
The Rocket in Limbo was in the news this week, partially because he wanted to be. Carmelo Anthony was working out in New York and made sure everyone knew about it. He also made further news following a story by The Athletic that floated how LeBron thinks that his old pal could be a fit with him in L.A. Might not be the best fit, though, as L.A. is getting younger. Doesn't make much sense to take minutes away from guys like Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma to get Melo some action. But we have seen crazier things, and we all know Bronny gets what Bronny wants. So onsides or offsides, Carmelo Anthony will be a Laker.
Now, I have a tape recorder, by the way. And my tape recorder sometimes goes into slow mode. You went very slow-mo right there.
Yeah, I wrote it
you
poorly.
You were writing the question?
Yeah, I wrote it. I wrote it poorly and gotcha. Caught my mistake and tried to figure out a way out of it.
But I always love when the update anchors here, like maybe Peter Shorts or Shorts, if they fumble up on something. Because they write it poorly, try to speak their way out of it. I always find that fun. But the question anyway was, what was it again?
Carmelo Anthony will be a Laker.
What a start to the segment. I'll go on sides. Carmelo Anthony will be a Laker. And here's the reason why. LeBron James is buddy-buddy with everybody. You'll be my friend. You'll be my friend. You'll be my friend. No one wants to be Carmelo Anthony's friend right now but LeBron James in terms of giving him a spot in their basketball team. So LeBron will do his friend a favor and will say, come join me out in L.A. for 1 year, and Carmelo Anthony will be a Los Angeles Laker. Number two, please.
Speaking of LeBron, I'll ask a question near and dear to his heart. His beloved Ohio State Buckeyes season, for all intents and purposes, ended this past weekend as they missed out on the college football playoff. To make matters worse, head coach Urban Meyer announced that he would step down after the Rose Bowl due to health issues, which he cited as the reason for him leaving Florida in the past. As we know, he didn't leave the game of football for long that time before coming back to coach the Buckeyes. So with that past history considered, onsides or offsides, Urban Meyer will coach again in the next 2 years.
In the next 2 years. So next year is totally out of play. But then, do the rumors start then? At the end of year number one? Or do they start in year number two? So is it just that he'll be announced as a head coach by the end of year number two, or does it have to be physically coaching on the sidelines?
You can say announced.
Okay. Announced? Yes. I will say on sides that he'll be back within 2 years. Here's why. Won't be next year, but then the year after that, I think in October, November, that's where steam eventually picks up. So it really would be year number three when he returns, but it'll be announced by the end of year number two. I do think he will be back. I'll be back. Urban will be back. All right, what you got for me, number three?
Let's keep it rolling with the Buckeyes because
we got to speed it up.
Why not?
One would say.
Tonight, the winner of the Heisman Trophy will be unveiled, and while many believe that Tua Tagovailoa will take home the award, Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins gave himself an outside shot of winning after a breakout season. Aside from shooting up as a possible winner of the Heisman, Haskins has shot up in the mock draft boards. In the latest mock draft by CBS Sports, they have Haskins going to my Giants
Sports
at number seven.
CBS. Oh, really?
CBS Sports.
Well, what draft is that? Because the mock draft I saw had him going 15 to the Redskins.
That's an individual one. You said that was who? Chris Trapasso?
Yeah. Oh, in your mock draft.
No, not in mine. CBS Sports. But you're citing just Trapasso. We have a whole cachet here of draft insiders here at CBS Sports.
Gotcha. Confusing. But continue with the sports question.
Haskins certainly fits the mold of an NFL quarterback at 6'3", 220 pounds. And by all accounts, this quarterback class leaves a lot to be desired. So onsides or offsides, Dwayne Haskins will be a top 10 pick come April.
I'm going to go offsides for right now. And the reason I go offsides is we need to see how this stock continues to develop on Dwayne Haskins. I know it makes me, this question makes me be clairvoyant and look ahead, but I don't know the answer to that right now. So I will take the offsides route on how his stock will improve. And he'll be a first round pick, but a lot of linemen in this draft, not a strong quarterback class. I don't think we'll see last year where you get a run of quarterbacks very early or the last few years. So because of that, I will take the odds against him being in the top 10. And if he wants to be the top 10, he's going to have to be the first quarterback in this draft or maybe even the second, because I don't think you'll have more than two quarterbacks in the top 10. Could be possible. Right now, I'll go offsides.
Offside.
Bring it back to the hardwood for a minute as the Milwaukee Bucks made a move to solidify their backcourt. They were able to acquire a player with a great deal of playoff experience. Jeez, James.
You can't read today.
Yeah. This is
why. But why are you throwing James under the bus?
This is James's question.
But here's the thing.
He wanted to contribute.
Shouldn't you proofread the segment?
Acquire someone with playoff experience. That's what I wrote. Read.
Whoa!
A problem in producer and board op land. Griseppo just said, I'm not taking your crap anymore.
Well, I'm not going to throw anyone else under the bus is the reason why I have to read James's poor question.
All right, just continue.
You're welcome for that.
Not a poor question. Continue.
James, should you read it maybe?
Live radio.
I don't want to.
Milwaukee swung a deal for former Cavalier Lazy. George Hill for the modest price of former Cleveland GOAT Matthew Dellavedova. The Bucks present a balanced roster led by Chris Middleton and arguably the East's best player, Giannis. Here we go.
Antetokounmpo. Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo.
I would never write a question where I have to say that last name. But they have Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
You know, they call him the Greek freak, okay?
Where they have
the Greek freak,
the
okay?
East's best player in the Greek freak. So onsides or offsides, the Bucks will be the number one seed in the East come playoff time.
Offsides. I'm still rolling with the Raptors. I love the story of the Bucks, but for now I will roll with the Toronto Raptors. We the North, right?
Offsides.
Any other questions you want to change before I go to the last one?
No, do what you want.
All right.
just, you know what? I'm going to coach you up here. Be like Jason Garrett. Clap my hands.
Yep.
All right. Settle down. Take a deep breath. Clear eyes. Full hearts. Can't lose. Read the question. Let's get it.
I got a twofer question for you here.
Twofer?
Twofer.
It's like Panera.
First question before we actually get to the real one. After all the talking they did all offseason, is there anything better than seeing the Jaguars getting beat down on national television?
Who's got it better than us, as Jim Harbaugh would say? Nobody. There's nothing better than seeing the Jaguars just be terrible this year. Jalen Ramsey, Taylor Lewan, he breathed on you. And you acted as if someone punched you in the face and you fell down. It's man up.
I, for one, have thoroughly enjoyed the dumpster fire that is the Jaguars. And I don't use the term dumpster fire lightly. You've got Derrick Henry running down their throats, Blake Bortles being benched, and the team reportedly moving on from him this offseason. And any hope that they built up last year, it's being flushed down the toilet. To put it simply, this team's quit. Which brings our attention to the future of head coach Doug Marrone and whether he'll still be employed come Black Monday. Interestingly enough, the team has a two-time Super Bowl-winning head coach in-house in Tom Coughlin, who happens to be itching to coach again. So onsides or offsides, Zach, Tom Coughlin will be coaching the Jags next year. Boom.
By the way, my Harbaugh reference made no sense. I just like the Harbaugh reference of who got it better than us, nobody. Will Harbaugh be coaching next year? Or do you count him sitting in the box, jumping up and down like a fat kid in a candy store coaching, or do you think he'll be on the sidelines is what you're asking me?
Coughlin. You said Harbaugh.
Oh, what did I say? You know what I mean. Sorry.
Boy,
what a great
fire,
show,
this
but this is a dumpster fire. So you mean Coughlin will be on the sidelines next year?
That's the question.
Offsides. The only way he's on the sidelines is if they're celebrating something. He just walks down to the sidelines and pulls an Arthur Blank a little bit too early. Offsides. He will not be the coach next year of the Jaguars.
Offsides.
What a segment. You may want to just delete that one. What a way to end the show, though. We have fun, though, with those segments, especially when it's a clown show.
Yeah, we
it's
do.
It's a circus. Yeah. All right, great job, Ed, of everybody. Fantastic reading skills by one Ben Horowitz. Unbelievable script writing by James Grusseffo. Man, I'm starting to look like Hugh Jackson running this show. Oh, maybe the Cleveland Browns, the way this show ended. Funny part was that this is some of the best radio we've done the first 3 hours at 30 minutes in. Onsides, offsides, not so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.